Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Today's audio brings us back to the times of ancient Rome. You play the role of a young raw recruit in the ancient Roman legion, stationed at a remote encampment in Gaul. You're learning that it's not easy being a fresh face in this harsh, masculine military culture. It has been an emotional struggle, overcoming the hazing and physical abuse that you have had to endure. Luckily, an older soldier has taken an interest in you, making an offer of protection if you will be his lover. He's a sweet, charming, sometimes brutal man who really wants to make you his little prince. Guys, I know this one's a bit long, coming in a little over 30 minutes, but I really put my soul into this one so that this Roman daddy could properly capture your heart and your holes. You're worth it, baby. Plus, we all know you aren't intimidated by length. So, give it a listen and let me know if I can be your daddy. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin. What the? Soldier, wake up! Were you sleeping on duty? Lacing your boots? What kind of half-ass fucking excuse is that? I could hear you snoring 100 paces from here. Shut your mouth and stand to attention! If I heard you, any passing Gaul might have heard you as well. Do you think we are so well loved in this region that it's safe to let your guard down, even for 1 minute? No, half the barbarians crawling in these hills would have leapt at the opportunity to take your pretty Roman head as a trophy. Leaving aside the loss of your own miserable life, you put the rest of our camp in jeopardy as well. Do you have so little concern for your brothers in arms that a few winks of sleep carries precedence over their safety? Do you even know the consequences for sleeping on guard duty? Dereliction of duty is a serious crime in the Legion. 30 lashes for a first offense. This smooth, tender skin would be ripped into ribbons. It'd be a pity, too. You have lovely skin. No. I'm not going to turn you in. This time. Save your thanks and hand over your cloak. Yes, I know it's cold. The winters in Germania are very harsh. But warmth is a privilege. And you won't find it so easy to sleep with these frigid winds as your companion. Hand it over. You're new here, so you don't know how lucky you are that it was I who found you. Any of the other watch commanders would have given you the whip. Things have been quiet on this front for months, and without conflict, the enforcement of rules and order become the only priority. Bear that in mind in future. but don't let my leniency breed complacency. Our enemies are out there, waiting for their moment to strike. That's one of their stratagems, you know. Imitating the sounds of animals, wolves or birds, to coordinate their attacks. Shh, quiet. Do you hear that rustling in the grass? That could be them. A dozen filthy savages crawling quietly toward us. Dull, rusted weapons in hand. Hungry for Roman blood. Is your sword arm ready? It better be. Stay vigilant, lad. And don't let me catch you sleeping again. Yes? What is it? Well, you called my name. Don't just stand there staring like an idiot. What do you need? Stay. Why do you want me to stay? Oh, you're shivering. Is that due to the cold, or are you afraid? Did my nighttime stories of the Gauls chill you? Come here. Rest against my chest. Let me warm you. No, it's no jest. I have no intention of humiliating you or playing cruel games as the others did to you. Come, right here. Do you feel comforted resting in my arms? It wasn't so long ago that I was a raw recruit myself. I remember how savagely the younger sergeants behaved to the few whom they outranked. And I've seen how they've treated you since your arrival here. Forcing you to polish their boots, sharpen their swords, beating you if you march out of step or speak out of turn. And I observed what happened this morning with Lepidus and Marcus. You know what I'm referring to. Their mark is still fresh upon your cheek. Oh, you're sniffling. I guess they really got to you, huh? I'm sorry to have brought it up. Hey, you're all right. Rest against my body. It's not weakness to take a moment of solace in the strong arms of another soldier. I was impressed with you, actually. I didn't hear all that was said, but it was evident enough from the way they were grabbing at your body that they wanted you to, well, service them. But you told them where they could shove it. Your tongue is a sharp blade, boy. Frankly, I wasn't sure you would refuse them. Oh, I only mean that... Well, I hope you won't be offended if I say that you have a somewhat effeminate demeanor as compared with many of the other soldiers. There's a gentleness in your bearing, and you have very soft, lovely features. No, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. I find your aesthetic very compelling. I have a confession to make. I didn't happen upon you by accident tonight. I relieved the watch commander on duty and offered to inspect the guard in his place because you were in my thoughts and I wanted to see you. Yes, since you first arrived at camp, I have found myself increasingly drawn toward you. I admit, I've lingered near you and your comrades working outside the arms tent on occasion. Pretending to be inspecting weapons inventories or any other pretense I could think of, merely to hear your sweet laugh as you were bantering among friends. And this morning I attended your physical training drills just to catch a glimpse of your body. Your muscles straining from fatigue. It was a rare sight. What do you think of that? Does my attention make you uncomfortable? No? Is that all you have to say about that? You asked me to stay. Are you sure you don't have any confessions of your own to make? Oh, you were feeling lonely, is that it? You're a shy little dove, aren't you? I have to admit, I've grown lonely myself of late. And your touch is like the taste of cool water on my tongue after a hot day's march. If you haven't figured it out already, it's important to have someone you can rely on out here, so far from the comforts of home and family. I'm sure it's been so much worse for you, though, being new to military life and all its coarseness. The loneliness, that is. It gets better. You'll have to believe me on that. Just try not to let the hazing of the other soldiers get to you. The memory of their own maltreatment is still fresh, and they're eager to distance themselves from such abuses by turning the same on the newest recruits. It doesn't mean they don't like you. But if it bothers you so much, it can help to have someone in your corner. An older soldier who can offer protection. What? You hadn't considered that? You're as green as they come. Sure, a handsome lad like you could do well for yourself in a camp full of lonely men. How old are you? 20? 21? I thought so. Tell me, have you ever bedded a woman? No? And what about a man? Have you never felt the strong hands of a man clutching your cock? Like this? Oh, are you getting hard already? You're eager, aren't you? Go on, take it out. Let your manhood breathe in the cool night air. That's a nice girthy cock. More than a handful. You like that? No, no, just let me do it. That's it. You're squirming in my hands like a wild hare. Feels good, doesn't it? I suppose you haven't figured out how to relieve yourself privately. Most young soldiers masturbate out here in the field during their watch. If you had considered that, maybe you wouldn't have fallen asleep, eh? Hey, don't let yourself fall prey to solitude in these remote outposts. You never know how long you might be stationed out here in barbarian territory. Could be months. Could be years. Pleasuring yourself by your own hand only satisfies for so long. Once you tire of that, well, there's only men here. We soldiers have to take comfort where we can. Mm. Don't come yet. Hold your seat. Just focus on my voice. You know, it's not uncommon for a veteran like myself to take a young soldier such as you under his tutelage. There's a lot I could teach you about being a man. Would you like that? Turn around and look at me. You're as pretty as a woman. You know that? Kiss me. What was that? Don't be timid. Kiss me properly with tongue. You'll be relieved soon. Don't finish yourself off. Put your cock away and save it for me. When your watch is over, bathe yourself and come to my tent.
Lepidus, are you harassing this soldier?
No? Then why is he laying in the dirt, and the armor he was carrying strewn across the ground? You thought what? That you would teach him a lesson for refusing your pathetic advances this morning? Are you sore that no one wants to touch your rotten, mangy cock, And this bruise upon his cheek? That is your doing as well, yes? Measure your words carefully. Oh, he humiliated you. Clearly, the boy did not humiliate you enough. We shall rectify that presently. You were man enough to push the boy to the ground. Now why don't you test yourself against me? Stand up. Show us how hard of a man you are. No? Oh, you're sorry. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to him. Get up. Take yourself to bed, child. Oh, and Lepidus. You see my hand on this one? He is with me. Do you understand? Good.
Come inside. I'm glad you came.
Well, I assume you were on your way here before that brute accosted you. He won't bother you again if he has any sense. No, I was happy to help. His ego clearly needed to be put in check. Listen. I'm pleased that you've come to my tent, but I've had some time to reflect, and being that I'm your superior officer, it's important to me that you understand you don't have to do anything you're uncomfortable with. You won't be punished for refusing me. I know. I just don't want you to feel compelled by rank or anything except true desire, like I feel for you. And I only want you if you're willing. So, are you willing? Good lad. Remove your tunic. Let's have a look at you. All those marching drills have agreed with you. Such a nice toned figure. Turn around for me. Muscular legs, thin waist, and a fat fucking ass. Come, plant that ass in my lap, boy. Right here. There you go. There's a good boy. Do you want to be my boy? I'll take good care of you if you can be good and show equal affection to my cock. Do you feel it rubbing against your thigh? Big, isn't it? Oh, I've missed having a warm, tight body in my bed. Are you ready to learn how to please a man? Wrap your hand around my shaft. Grip it firmly, as you would your gladius. Look how it responds to your touch. How it pulses in your hand. Stroke it slowly. Lean down. Brush your mouth against the head. You see that wetness? Moisten your lips with the first drops of my seed. Go on. Yeah. Now, release your tongue. Make it wet with your saliva. Just like that. Swirl your tongue around the head of my cock, boy. Now, relax your throat. And let me guide your head down. Yeah. Take all of me into your throat. Bob your head. Feel the pressure I'm placing on the back of your head with my hand and follow the rhythm. Your mouth feels so nice. Does it turn you on to know how good you're making me feel? Hold it there. Oh, fuck. Take it as deep as you can, baby. Make it tight. It's okay. Come up for air. You did well. With practice, you'll become an expert little cocksucker. Come here. Lay with me. This is your tent now. Your bed. And as long as you're mine, I will protect you.
No one will dare touch you or punish you without coming through me first. I claim you. You're mine. Do you understand? Good. Now, sit between my thighs and rest against my chest. Just as we did outside earlier. Right here. It's my desire to cradle your body in mine. To feel you writhe against me as I stroke your cock. Stroke you until you beg me to come. That's it. Relax into my hands, little one. Let me get it wet for you. Yeah. Nice and wet. Feel the firm grip of a man upon your cock. Does that feel good, boy? Fuck yourself into my hands just like that. I'll teach you how much pleasure two men can create with just their hard bodies and stiff cocks. Move your hips and thrust as if it were the tight cunt of your lover. Show me how you fuck. Let me feel it in my hands. Yeah. Close your eyes. Keep thrusting. That's good. That's good. Baby boy, you wanna come, huh? That's okay. I want you to come now, before I fuck you. Why? Because we must set proper precedent. I want you to know that your body is still mine, even after you've come. I want to watch the lust return to your eyes while my cock is buried inside you. Besides, I want you to be of clear mind when you realize how passionately you need my hand upon your throat. My lips on yours. My cock stretching your hole, making you feel full with my love. Yes. Buck your hips. Fuck your load into my fists. Yeah, that's it. There you go, boy. Oh, sensitive, huh? I'll be gentle. Yeah. You came a lot. Well done. Here. Open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Taste your own seed. Like that. Now, kiss me. Delicious nectar. Turn onto your stomach. I'm gonna fuck you now. It's all right. I'll be gentle. At first. This little fucking ass. Quiet now. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. On the contrary, you're going to like this. Have some faith in me.
Relax your hull. We'll go as slow as you need. I don't want you to feel any pain.
Here it comes. That's it. My head is inside already.
Hey, put your arms above your head. Let me hold your hands as I enter you.
Your ass is gripping my cock so tight, baby. I can feel you clenching me. I'm almost inside. You're doing it, Dove. Just a little more. Fuck yes. Press your ass against my pelvis. Take it deep. All the way. I'm gonna make you mine. You wanna be mine, don't you, baby? I'll fuck you like this every night. Pump you full of my cock and make you needy for it. Such a sweet boy. A good fucking boy. This ass is mine. Say it. Say it. You need my cock inside you? Huh? You need my cum buried deep inside you, baby? Making a man out of you, right, boy? Look at me. Look at me and tell me you want my cum inside you. Oh yeah. I'll give it to you, baby. Fuck, your ass is so tight. It feels so good for me, baby. Are you proud that your ass can make me feel so fucking good? I'm close. Grip your arms around my back. Yeah. Tighter. Hold me tight. Stroke yourself while my cock is still inside you, soaking in my seed. Kiss me, Dove. You're my beautiful boy. Come for me. Do you feel the strength of a man's weight pressing into you? Our bodies slick with the sweat of passionate lovemaking. Yeah, that's it, baby. Stroke it and look into my eyes. show me those lustful eyes as you spill your seed. Come for me. You must be close. I can feel your ass clenching on my cock again. Do it. Fuck yes. There it is. Oh, yeah. Coat our stomachs. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I can smell the scent of your passion. It's very strong and manly. No, don't get up. No, I don't want you to clean it off. The aroma relaxes me. I like you just the way you are. My fierce little soldier. What? Don't say that. You are. Well, you were a good little soldier the way you took my cock. Just stay in my arms and let sleep take you. You sleep here tonight, and when we emerge in the morning, everyone will know that you are mine. Sleep now, little dove.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If this free audio turned you on and had you craving more, then head over to my Patreon. I've got loads and loads of sexy content just for you, baby. Check out the show notes if you want to get in touch with me. You can come shoot the shit with me on X. You might even catch the occasional shirtless pic. Alright, stay horny, bitches, and don't forget to tune in next time.